Son in law, they never called the young man in this time. What called him man little? The broken were inviting the Navajo, the American, to come and meet him. They took a vote, and these Missourian were not men. They let the officer decide for them. All want to go on, so they climbed into the mountain for the first real conference between American and Navajo. It was placed on the platter where a spinning flute out under a big cottonwood tree. Here thousands of sheep were grazing. A black one kept separate from the white. Navajo need plenty of black lambs to give wool for the weaving. The broken and an old man of 80 was carried into the meeting on a litter and conducted a line on his back. The Missourian was impressed by his low voice, quiet manner. They asked him to come out from his mom and sign a peace treaty with Colonel Dinakman Bear Spring, which would be a good place. The broken consent, he said, already a rich man, and perhaps he was glad to have protection from his field and his flocks. He promised to come to Bear Spring, where foreign gate is now. And finally, he did came with 500 Mount Navajo. They must have been a magnificent sight as they galloped up to the army camp. Their striped blanket crumbling through a cloud of dust. Sandoval came with them, and also other two leading men. One was known as Combalto Matan, Big Horse Herd, a rich man of the Eastern Navajo, of whom we heard very little more. This was Zincarlus, Lurkus, and Lone Ernie. This young man later become a greater actor and peace leader. He is one of the famous names in Navajo history. This meeting at Bear Spring meant a great change for the Navajo than any other guest. They were bring us to give up the whole way of life. for at least 100 years. The tribe had lived by war and stealing, just as the Plain Indian did, just as the people of the nation had done before government was settled. Most white had given up that way of life long ago. Now they were trying to bring their 19th century custom to a land which still had the matter of the post. "You are all American citizens now," said that Nippon, Mexican and Indian alike. "That means you must not fight among yourself. You want your prompts to settle down peacefully." That was a great jump and through for the Indian to take. A lone Indian answered, "This seems strange to us. We have been fighting the Mexican long before you came. Now you have conquered them because you have better arms. But that is just what we want to do. Why do you interfere in our war? Let us settle our own difference." That was common sense as far as we went. Still, the time for disorder in New Mexico was post. American was a modern country which could not allow war and stealing in one corner of it. It was time for the Navajo to make a change in their way of life. All people have sooner or later make this change from fighting and hiding to still work. It was never been easy. Some group had died out in the attempt. Some have became discouraged. The Navajo came to weakness, but the chance took time. We now have followed them through 20 years when a few men from time to time seem the route that must be taken. Other rebuild. Today, the white men are going through some trouble as they try to understand that war must stop all over the world. They are talking longer to learn this lesson than the Navajo took. It should not be hard to understand why. Even when some Navajo present peace and others keep pulling back toward the old way, Nebraken and his men promised peace. A treaty was signed with his men and deeds of Sandoval, big horsehood and long earring, Manlito, now broken son-in-law, did not sign. Probably he was not even there, for Manlito wanted nothing to do with pastry. He was a man of war, and in the next year he was a Navajo, had war and plenty. Doc Mahan and his men marched on to Mexico. No sooner had they gone than trouble broke out all over the land they left. People cannot change their loyalty and their habit in a few weeks. And there was what the Mexican had been asked to do. Most of them did not understand these new people from across the plain with their new way of doing things. Nor did the American understand them. Every group, American, Mexican, Navajo, and Pueblo, had worked out its own way of living.